doesn't have the right rhythm. With more, I'm joined by senior correspondent Asif Manvi from Washington. Asif, thanks for joining us. In your mind, what are you hearing? How bad is this going to get for the Democrats?
Well, pretty bad, John. The president's re-energized once again, and the election boils down to a choice between George W. Bush and John Kerry.
The president already won that fight.
Yes, but to maintain Congress, Republicans must exhume the bloated political corpse of John Kerry and reanimate it so that they can kill him again.
But it's an incredibly cynical ploy. They know that this was just a stupid Kerry joke gone wrong.
Exactly, John. Only a troop hater would make a bad joke about a serious issue like Iraq. Let me show you something.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
Bang! That killed. That joke, ridiculing his entire rationale for war, he delivered. You gotta execute.
But that was not a... I mean, that was inappropriate.
Have you ever worked in comedy, John? Here's the master at work right after Katrina.
I believe that the great city of New Orleans will rise again. I believe the town where I used to come from, Houston, Texas, to enjoy myself, occasionally too much.
Yes. Boom! A little levity about his history. A little levity about his history of irresponsible alcoholism, just the thing to set a crowd of homeless hurricane victims at ease. Republicans understand the rhythm of humor. Like this great Rumsfeld routine.
Our vehicles are not armored. We do not have proper armament vehicles.
As you know, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time.
He's so right. They don't have any armor. They're sitting ducks out there. They wish they had armor.
But Asif, that's my point. That's the entire point. I don't understand why the outrage is so high about a joke about something that might have hurt someone's feelings, whereas the people who actually do hurt the troops by not giving them what they need in the field, those people get off scot-free.
Well, that's showbiz, Johnny.
Thank you, Asif.
Thank
Asif
you,
Manvi. We'll be right back.